Most of you know I've had really two burdens on my heart since early spring, one of being worship and the other being of the heavenly vision.
最近神在我心里面有两个负担，一个就是敬拜主，敬拜神，另外一个就是属天的意象。
Some of you who are in our workshop at the conference, recall how we related the heavenly vision to parenting and also, marriage.
在夏令会若是参加家庭生活组的话，你们就知道我们怎样把属天的这个意象与我们如何为父母跟在我们婚姻生活里都有关系。
Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
This is Paul speaking. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
这是保罗所说的话，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And then a verse in Proverbs that I think everyone is familiar with, Proverbs 29:18.
然后在箴言二十九章十八节。
Just the first half of the verse.
就是前半节。
Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
没有意象，民就放肆。
And then just one other verse, the last verse in Judges.
让我们再看士师记里面最后一句话。
Judges 21:25.
士师记二十一章第二十五节。
Here we see an example of.What happens when there is no vision?
这里我们就看到，若是没有意象，它的结果是怎么样？
And in those days, there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
Kind of sounds like the world today, doesn't it?
这是不是就像今天的这个世界一样呢？
Let's just.Have one more prayer, please.
让我们再一起祷告。
Father, this morning we ask that you would save us from transferring information from one mind to another.
亲爱的天父，求你帮助我们，不叫我们只是把知识从一个地方换到一个地方。
Father, you are spirit and you communicate in spirit.
你是灵，你在灵里面与我们交通。
Communicate to our spirit this morning through your word.
在借着你的话对与我们交通。
May we see the Lord Jesus.
让我们能够看见主耶稣。
High and lifted up.
他是被高举。
May we see the heavenly vision this morning.
让我们看见天上的意象。
And take courage to seek after that vision.
让我们有勇气能够来追求这个天上的意象。
Anoint each hearer. Anoint each ear today.
高每一个听的耳朵。
And anoint the speaking.
也求你祝福所说的话语。
We might not see man, but we might see.
我们不是看见人，我们乃是看见你。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
靠主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
I appreciated that opening song on breathing.
我实在很喜欢刚刚我们唱的那首诗歌。
You know, it's a wonderful thing. The Lord.Our Father is really the master teacher.
我们的天父乃是我们的老师。
He uses everything in our environment to teach us about himself.
他借着我们环境里面的每一件事物来教导我们他的自己。
And breathing is one of those great teaching aids.
然后呼吸就是一个很好的一个教学的工具。
So is heartbeat and so are trees.
也是我们心跳也是这样的，还有树木也是。
But in breathing, the Lord could have easily made us people who didn't have to breathe.
神也可以让我们成为一般的人，是不需要呼吸的。
But He wanted to teach us the principles of the song this morning.
他要来教导我们今天早上所唱那首诗歌的原则。
That in us there's an old self, an old Adam, an old natural man that needs to be breathed out.
在我们里面有我们旧人，有我们的老的亚当，有我们天然的性格需要被呼出来。
And there is a heavenly life that needs to be constantly breathed in.
然后还有属天的生命，我们必须要一直不断的吸入。
And I think that thought ties in with the thought pray without ceasing.
这就是不间断的祷告的这个想是连在一起的。
So much of our spiritual life relates to a meeting on Sunday.
常常我们属灵的生活就是只是与主日早上的聚会连在一起。
But as many of you are experiencing, the Lord has in His mind that we experience that life 24 hours a day.
若是你们经历主在他的心意的话，我们就知道我们是每一天24个小时都经历他的生命。
And even while we're taking care of our children, or while we're at the office, we can constantly be breathing in the life of the Lord and exhaling attitudes that are of the old nature.
即使在我们照顾小孩或者在工作里面，我们都可以继续不断的吸入他属灵属天的生命，然后呼出我们老我的态度。
But in order to be occupied with the Lord like this 24 hours a day, there has to be a vision.
为了我们要能够这样子24小时都经历主的，我们必须要有那个天上的意象。
We become what we think about.
我们想什么就成为什么。
What is the center of our life?
我们生活的中心是什么？
That is the thing that we concentrate on.
这就是我们所注视的一件事。
For example, if we want to have the character of the Lord that was ministered so well the last hour, that has to be something that we have to seek after.
若是我们也想要我们上一个小时所交通那些属天的性格的话，我们就必须要来追求这个。
The first of all has to be a desire.
第一个必须要有一个渴慕的心。
And if we seek after that, if that is something that we want, we'll get it.
若是我们追求，而且这是我们所要得到的，我们就可以得到。
But so often there is not a vision.
但是常常我们没有这个意向。
In our large cities, in the ghettos, one of the things that social workers often try to do among the ghetto children is to give them a vision of, say, education.
在这样大的城市里面，在尤其在贫穷区的里面，那些社会工作人员，他们要让那些小孩子就是看见一个教育的意
向。If we watch sports today, we hear the story of many of those multimillionaire athletes today who were once in the ghetto, who had the vision that they could get out of the ghetto by playing ball.
我们若是今天看那些许多超级球星的他们的生活，他们以前都是在那个贫民窟里面，但是他们就看见说他们有机会能够借着教育，他们能够脱离他们那时候的光景。
So even in the natural sense, even in our own world, we see the importance of having a vision to get from one place to another.
即使在我们的属世的生活上，我们也看见说，若是我们能够有一个目标，我们就可以从一个地方到另外一个地方。
But the vision of all vision is the heavenly vision.
但是在所有的意象之中，就是属天的意象是一切意象之上。
And it's amazing that when we see what the heavenly vision is, we see that from Genesis to Revelation, there is one vision.
在这个天上的意象，我们从创世纪一直看到启示录，它都指明一个意象。
In fact, the Bible is really a story of all of those who saw the vision and those who didn't see the vision.
在整个圣经里面，我们也看见，它就是讲到一群人，他们看见那个意象，和一般人他们没有看见那个意象。
Children of Israel are a classic example of a people in the wilderness who did not see the vision.
以色列人他们就是一个很好的例子，他们在旷野里面，他们没有看见那个异象。
Their vision was limited to one thing: get out of Egypt.
他们的异象是非常的狭小，他们只愿意离开，只要离开埃及就好。
This bondage is lousy. I want to get out of town.
这个捆绑很痛苦，我要离开。
And we see that there was only a matter of just a few days, and all of a sudden, there wasn't food right there, and they panicked.
过不了几天，他们没有食物，他们就着急了。
And we see, although the Lord had really ministered to them through the plagues, had opened the Red Sea, they had not seen the Lord.
虽然神借着那些灾害，还有他让他们过红海这些神迹，但是他们却没有看见这个异象。
They were still living by their senses.
他们还是靠他们自己生活。
And soon as the food was not there that night, they began to complain.
那天晚上那个没有食物吃，他们就开始埋怨。
God was not a reality to them.
但神对他们并不是实际的。
Their vision was very limited.
他们的那个一看见是非常狭窄的。
But when we see those 40,000 people cross the Jordan after all had died in the wilderness and a new 40,000 cross the Jordan, we see a different spirit.
当那些老的一批都在旷野死掉，那有四万人他们过那个。四十万人他们过约旦河的时候，他们是另外一班人。
We see Joshua, Caleb, and Rahab who had seen something totally different.
我们看到约书亚和加勒，他们看见是完全不一样的。
They had seen the Lord.
他们看见了主。
And as a result, nothing was too big for them.
所以在没有任何事情是对他们是很难的。
And they had peace.
他们有平安。
As I just mentioned in the last hour, there was a peace.
就像我们上一个小时所提到的有平安。
The 40 previous years, we see the lack of peace constantly.
在过去的四十年中，我们看见他们是一直缺少平安。
I'd like to just share just a few examples in the Old Testament of those who have seen the vision.
我愿意与你们交通在旧约里面一些例子，他们是那些人是看见异象的。
I wonder if I was to ask right now.What is the heavenly vision? I wonder how many different answers we would get.
若是我问你们什么是天上的异象，我不知道我是不是会有许多不同的答案。
Well, when the half hour is up, we are going to see that there are a lot of different words that represent the heavenly vision.
等一下我会看见有许多的字来描述那天上的异象。
But Paul says, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. There was something he was not disobedient to. What is it?
那个保罗说，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。那他没有违背是什么？没有违背什么
？You know, if we don't know what the vision is, it's very difficult to be obedient to it.
我们若是不知道那个天上的异象是什么的话，我们实在是很难来顺服他。
The heavenly vision is two words.
天上的异象就两个字。
Christ, the church.
两个词，基督和教会。
And from Genesis.2:18 all the way to Revelation 22, we have this one vision.
从创世纪第二章十八节一直到启示录，我们看见就是这一件事。
And God being the perfect teacher, He goes over it and over it, and He uses everything in life, everything created, everything that He ever did to bring about one thought, Christ and the church.
神借着他是我们最好的老师，他借着生活中一切的事情，他所有的一切的创造，来让我教导我们看见一个就是基督和教会。
Abel saw this and brought a better sacrifice instead.
亚伯看见这个，所以他带来了献上了更美好的祭物。
You know, Cain brought a wonderful sacrifice.
该隐也带来很好的祭物。
What was the difference?
那他们的区别在哪里？
Well, there are a lot of differences, but one of them that our brother mentioned this morning, he saw himself as a sinner.
有一个区别就是他看见他自己就是罪人。
Cain brought blood.
该隐带来血。
For the covering of his sin. Cain brought blood for the covering of his sin. Excuse me. Abel.
亚伯带血亚伯带血来遮盖他的罪。
I'm glad I have someone to keep me from going into apostasy. Abel brought blood because he saw himself as a sinner.
亚伯带献上血，因为他看见他自己是个罪人。
As our brother mentioned, the basic ingredient is that poor in spirit.
就像我们弟兄所说的，那个最基本的就是要看见我们是邻里贫穷的。
Forever to see the heavenly vision, there has to be that emptying of ourselves.
要看见那天上的异象，我们必须要倒空自己。
We move along to Enoch. Enoch saw the heavenly vision.
我们看见以诺，以诺也看见天上的异象。
For 65 years, he lived just like us.
65年之久，他的生活就与我们一样。
And he had a son by the name of Methuselah.
然后他有一个儿子叫做马祖沙拉。
And at that time, at the time of that birth, he saw something that he hadn't seen before.
在他这个儿子出生的时候，他看见了一个他从来没有看见过的。
He devoted his whole life to walking with Christ.
他把他的一生都献上与神同行。
And when God was completely satisfied, when he contained the full character of Christ, God just took it.
当神满足了，当他完全得到了基督的性情之后，神就把他接去了。
A lot of you might say, well, that must be real nice.
那我们想说，那非常好啊。
But remember, he walked 300 years.
对，你要知道他与神同行300年。
And I don't think any one of us in this room want to walk in this earth 300 years.
我想没有一个在座的人愿意在这世上行走300年。
70, 80, 90 are plenty.
70年、80年、90年都很好了。
Particularly if we have the character of the Lord and are ready to see him.
尤其是当我们已经有了基督的信心之后，我们就已经准备预备好自己要见他。
Noah saw the heavenly vision.
挪亚也看见了天上的异象。
What did Noah see?
那挪亚看到什么？
The ark.
方舟。
And what was the ark?
方舟是什么？
Christ.
就是基督。
The security.
就是保障。
The protection.
就是他保护。
The evil outside, heaven inside.
在外面是邪恶的，在里面却是属天的。
No. Found favor with the Lord.
挪亚在神面前。
Noah did not. His vision was so clear. He built a boat when it had never rained before.
挪亚他看见了这个异象，他就开始建造方舟，但那时候从来没有下过雨。
He worked constantly every day with ridicule, with being misunderstood because his vision was very clear.
因为他的意象是非常的清楚，虽然他每天在那边工作，人家嘲笑他，人家误解他，他继续工作。
Christ was his security.
基督就是他的保障。
And I like that picture where it says, and the ark was lifted 15 feet above the highest mountain. And it's just a beautiful picture of lifting it above the earth to become a heavenly vision.
我喜欢那个，当他就说那个方舟最后被提升，一直超过那个最高的山有15尺，那这就他到了属天的境界。
And we move down to Abraham, and what did Abraham see?
那我们看到亚伯拉罕看见什么？
Saw a city without foundation.
他是看见那没有根基的城。
And it says and Abraham just dwelt in a tent.
亚伯拉罕就住在帐篷里。
Abraham was a multi-millionaire.
亚伯拉罕是一个非常富有的人。
He could have built any type of a castle.
他能够为他自己建造任何的城堡。
But he lived on this earth as a pilgrim.
但是他在这世上居住像个客旅一般。
His whole life was one thing, and that was Christ.
他的一生就是为了一件事情，就是基督。
Even when it came to giving his son, his focus was so clear he could lay down his own son.
他即使当他把他的儿子献上的时候，他的印象是那么的清楚，所以他愿意将他的儿子献上。
And we know something drastic happened in Jacob's life.
我们知道在雅各身上发生了很厉害的事。
He had one restless night.
他有一个一夜不能睡。
And anyone who would be sleeping with a rock under his head, that would be kind of a restless night.
若是一个人你是枕着石头睡觉的话，实在那是睡不着的。
But we see something.We see that Jacob saw a vision.
我们看见雅各也看见了一个异象。
Saw a vision of what? An open heaven.
我们看见一个敞开的天。
And one of the things that we must see in this heavenly vision is that we have an open heaven.
在天上的在这属天的异象里面，我们要看见就是我们有一个敞开的天。
Just like breathing.
就像一个呼吸一样。
It's something that we can have access to within a second.
我们可以在一秒一刹那之间就能够与他接通了。
Now, some things had to be done in Jacob's life.
在雅各身上需要有一些工作需要被做成。
He did see the house of God, because that's what Bethel means, the house of God.
他看见了神的家，这就是伯大。
And he did start to communicate with God.
他能够与神交通。
Kind of like the way that we communicate.
就像我们与神交通。
Says, God, if you'll protect me,
他说神你若是 保护我的话
you'll provide some clothing,
你若是为我预备 我要穿的
then I'll trust you.
那我就来相信你
His vision wasn't all the way open yet.
他的意象还没有完全被打开
But it was the beginning, it had to start somewhere.
但是那是一个起头
Moses saw the heavenly vision.
摩西也看见了天上的意象
What did Moses see?
摩西看见什么
saw the tabernacle.
他看见的会幕。
David saw the heavenly vision.
大卫看见了天上的异象。
What did he see?
他看见什么？
Temple.
他看见了神的殿，圣殿。
All of these things are just one thing, the heavenly vision.
这一切都是一个事情，就是天上的异象。
The apostles saw something.
使徒们也看见了。
I like that passage there, Matthew 9:9, when the Lord comes to Matthew.
我喜欢那个马太福音第九章第九节，当那个主耶稣来对马太说话的时候。
Matthew the tax collector is about as attached to this earth as anyone could ever become attached.
马太他是那个税吏，他实在是与这个世界不能分开的。
But as our brother mentioned last hour, there was some revelation when Jesus walked by Matthew.
但是当主耶稣走过的时候他有了一个看见，有了一个启示。
When Jesus looked at him and says, follow me, and he got up and followed, that is a miracle.
当主耶稣对他说起来跟从我，他就起来跟从主，这实在是一件奇妙的事。
He saw something.
因为他看见了。
Brothers and sisters, the reason we're so attached to this earth, we haven't seen anything.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天所以那么的与世界分不开，就是因为我们没有看见。
You know, as I travel around, there's one thing that all brothers and sisters have usually seen.
当我在各地旅行的时候，我看见一件事。
And it is very important.
而且是非常重要的。
And I am glad that brothers and sisters have seen it.
也是就是弟兄姊妹们所看见的。
But it's such a small part.
但是就只是仅仅一个小的一部分。
The heavenly vision consists of sin, their sins forgiven.
他天上的异象在对他们对许多的弟兄姊妹们仅仅是罪得赦免。
And that they're going to heaven.
他们能够进到天堂去。
I do not want to underestimate or play down, but that's not a wonderful thing.
我不愿意说这个不是一件很好的事。
But it is such a small part of the heavenly vision that It hardly counts.
但是这在天上的异象之间却是那么小的一部分。
But it does count.
它虽然好像看起来微不足道，但是其实是很重要。
I do want to underline that. This morning when we were around the Lord's table, many people were thankful that their sins were forgiven.
今天早上我们在擘饼聚会的时候，许多人都感谢主，因为我们的罪得着赦免。
And I think many of those prayers came as a result of.Sins in our life this week that we had to confess, and we are just thankful that when we came to the table this morning, we didn't have to bring that load of sin with us.
我们有这样的感谢，是因为我们这过去一周，我们有许多的犯罪都已经在主面前认罪，并且得着赦免，所以我们不需要带着一个罪的包袱来参加聚会。
Jesus often taught by contrast.
主耶稣常常教导我们是用对比。
So just for a minute, let's just consider what.The heavenly vision is not.
让我们就看看，什么不是天上的异象。
The heavenly vision is not being a good citizen.
它并不是我们仅仅是一个好公民。
It's not even having a Christian home.
也不仅是有一个基督徒的家庭。
It's not being a good student.
也不是只是个好学生。
And it's not even Christian work.
也不止仅仅只是一些基督教的工作。
Example, Christian television, Christian radio.
例如说是基督徒的电台或者那个电视台。
The heavenly vision isn't Bible school or is it seminary?
属天的意象也不仅仅只是一些圣经学校。
It's not being a Baptist, not being a Lutheran, it's not being non-denominational.
也不是说你是属于路德会的，或者你是浸信会的，或者你什么都不属。
And it's not being Chinese, it's not being black, it's not being white.
也不是说是你是中国人，你是黑人，或者你是白人。
It's not even evangelism.
也并不只是一些传道的。
Now some of these things can be a part of the heavenly vision.
这一些事情也许会是那个属天意象的一部分。
But it's not the heavenly vision, Christ and His church.
但并不是但并不是天上的意象，因为天上意象就是基督和教会。
This morning, what we would like to do in the time remaining is to paint a picture in order that we might be able to see God's heart regarding the heavenly vision.
今天早上我们愿意用剩下来的时间来画一幅画，让我们看见神的心意，他的心意，什么是天上的意象。
As We've already given some examples, and as we mentioned earlier, the Bible really consists of one picture, the heavenly vision.
像我们刚刚举的例子，这圣经就是一幅画，说明了天上的意象。
How many have seen a large mosaic that pictured a time chain?
有多少人看见过那种拼出来的一幅有时间性的画？
This isn't a mosaic up here, but it does have pictures of different times in the life of Christ.
这个并不是一个拼出来的画，但是它却让我们看见在基督的生活中不同的时代。
Now mosaic is, and I think a lot of you have seen it, is pictures that are made of small pieces of marble, small pieces of glass, or small pieces of plastic that are chipped, that are small chips put together to make up a picture.
我不知道那个词怎么讲，若是你们知道可以跟我讲，我就说是一个拼图。拼图它是用小小的石头或者小小的玻璃或者是小小的那个塑胶片拼出来的一幅很美丽的图画。
The reason I like that word mosaic is because you not only have the pictures that are made out of mosaic, but you have small little pieces.
我喜欢这种画，是因为它并不只是一幅画，而是由许多的小片组成的一幅画。
And you take all these small little pieces and you put them together in the right order, and you have one beautiful picture.
当你把这些许多的小片帮它组织起来，很有顺序的摆在一起，它就是一幅很美丽的画。
And we can take every verse, every story in the Bible as little pieces, people's names, and place together a large picture, and it's called God's Word.
我们可以用圣经的经节或者是人名一些故事把它拼起来，就成为一幅很美丽的画，就是神的工作。
Or the heavenly vision.
或者就是天上的意象。
We already spoke of the ark back there, showing us a picture of Christ and the security that we have in Christ.
我们讲到方舟就说出基督是我们的保障。
I think it's appropriate that that's there at the beginning, because that's one of the first things that we enter into as believers, is the security, the peace that we have when everything outside of us is raging and roaring, we have the peace inside.
这是我们的进入基督徒生活的一个起头，我们就是得到那个平安。当我们四围的环境都是那么混乱的时候，我们就在基督里面得到了平安。
Now I'm sure if we were to talk to Noah, he would tell us that it wasn't exactly heaven on earth in that ark.
我们若是能够真正跟挪亚说话的话，他也许会告诉我们在那个方舟里面并不是真正像一个世外桃源一样。
Many of us have animals, and we know it's difficult to have one animal trained, much less hundreds.
若我们知道有动物的话，要训练一个动物就已经很难了。它是有几千万的动物。
But I'll tell you, if you ask Noah whether he'd like to be on the inside or the outside, he could give you a fast answer.
若是你问挪亚说他喜欢在里头，在方舟里面还是在外面，他一定很快就能够回答你。
The second picture of this large mosaic this morning we want to just draw attention to is the tabernacle.
第三幅画我们要看见的就是会幕。
We see a beautiful picture of the Lord's vision here.
我们在那边看见一个很美丽基督的意象。
Let me just regress for a minute. When I use the word vision, let's also think of the word God's ambition.
让我们回头一下下，当我们用这个意象这个字的时候，也可以说是神的一个雄心。
God's heart.
神的心意。
His revelation.
他的启示。
God's purpose.
他的目的。
God's goal.
他的目标。
Everything that God is about, His whole being is centered around this large picture that we're talking about.
所有一切是神的，他神的全人都在这个画里面，就天上的意象里面。
So when we see a key picture in this large picture, like the tabernacle, it's representative of something in God's heart.
当我们看见在这一幅大画里面的一个小部分，我们就譬如说是会幕，它就表示代表了神的心意。
Where was the tabernacle located?
会幕在什么地方？
Right there in the center.
乃是在中间。
Beautiful picture.
是一个非常美丽的图画。
What is God want to be in our lives?
神为什么要在我们中间？
Another interesting characteristic of the tabernacle is it was portable.
还有另外一个特点就是它是可以
And we see here this moving with God.
它是能够拿起来与神一同前行的。
If God goes to the left, we go to the left.
若是神向左走，我们就跟着向左走。
He moves to the right, we move to the right.
若是他向右走，我们也跟着他向右走。
There's this constant thought of following Him.
他有这种一直不断跟随主的想法。
Wherever you were in the camp, you could always focus on Christ.
不论你在那个营地的什么地方，你都可以看见基督。
But as we read that story, the sad part is, brothers and sisters, that no one focused.
但是最可惜的，我们就知道说没有人来注视他。
Every once in a while we see this verse, and it says, "And Joshua was standing in the door by himself."
常常我们在圣经里会读到这句话说，约书亚就一个人站在会幕门口。
It seems as if there was just Joshua in the presence or Moses in the presence.
好像只有约书亚或者摩西在那里。
The rest of them were wondering, about themselves.
那剩下来的人都为着他们自己着想。
Moses would give an order, they would not hear.
摩西给他们一个命令，他们却没有听见。
Moses says, take enough manna for one day. Some took enough for two days.
摩西告诉他们说，只要取拾取玛拿的时候取一天的分量就够，但是有人却拿了两天的分量。
Why did they do that?
他为什么这样子做？
Because they did not understand Christ at the center.
因为他们不明白基督就是他们的中心。
Christ being a part of their very household.
他们不明白基督就是他们生活的一部分。
We move to the picture of Jerusalem.
我们再进到那个耶路撒冷的那幅画。
What a great biblical word.
这实在是一个很强的一个圣经的话。
Way back when David ran up that hill and destroyed the Jebusites from that time until Revelation 21 and 22, we see this word Jerusalem.
当那个大卫上山击败那些人以后，我们从那个时候一直到启示录都看见这个词耶路撒冷。
Even before that, even before David, we see Melchizedek.
在他的前面，我们看到麦基洗德。
Who is from the city of Salem?
他是从撒冷来的。
The city of peace.
他就是从平安城来的。
And what do we see about the heavenly vision in this Jerusalem, in the word city?
我们在这个耶路撒冷这个城里面，我们看什么是天上的意象呢？
Because our time is limited, I'm just going to put those two words even together, Jerusalem and city.
我们就把这个耶路撒冷和城这两个字放在一起用。
We see fellowship.
我们看见有交通。
We see people.
我们看见有人，有百姓。
We see corporate.
我们看见有团体的生活。
We see government.
我们看见有治理。
We see law order.
我们看见有律法，有次序。
Resulting in what?
他们的结果是什么呢？
Peace.
就是平安。
Without government, there is no peace.
没有一个治理就没有平安。
We see a cooperative spirit.
我们看见有集体的灵。
Again, we see a focus. Three times a year, all the males from all of Israel come to Jerusalem.
一年三次，那以色列的男丁要三次上耶路撒冷。
There's a purpose in everyone's life. It all centers around the city.
在每一个人生活中都有个目的，就是集中在耶路撒冷城。
Abraham saw that city.
亚伯拉罕看见那个城。
Moses saw the city.
摩西看见那个城。
And it all centers around Christ and His church.
这都是集中在基督和他的教会。
This is the heavenly vision. This is God's heart.
这就是天上的意象，这是神的心意。
Moving quickly to the temple.
我们很快进到圣殿。
We spent so much time this spring on this.
我们在过去花了许多时间在这圣殿上。
We see worship.
我们看见有敬拜。
Not one person worshiping, not a priest, but people corporately worshiping.
并不是只有一个人或者只有祭司在敬拜，乃是全体的百姓一起敬拜。
People expressing their thanksgiving not only for physical needs, but for their spiritual salvation.
百姓他并不是为了他们物质上的需要来感谢，更为着他们属灵的得救。
And again, we see the centrality.
那我们看见那个中心的。
You know, if we had time, we could develop the common threads between each one of these pictures that we're painting.
我们若是有时间的话，我们可以把这中间他们连接起来的线都可以讲
看见。For example, the word focus.
譬如说这个集中的这个词。
There's always people.
那有许多的许多的人一起。
There's peace.
他们有平安。
Christ is all in all. He's always the head.
基督是一切又在一切之上，他是头。
And that moves us down to the next picture. When we get to Ephesians, we see the one new man.
然后我们就看见在以弗所书里面提到的那个新人。
God's heart is always centered around that one new man.
神的心意就是在那个新人上面。
That one new man is Christ.
那个新的人就是基督。
But we become that one new man too.
我们也成为那个新人。
The first Adam failed.
第一个首先的亚当失败了。
And the second Adam was successful.
后来的亚当就战胜了。
And that one new man becomes that heavenly vision.
那这一个人就成为那天上的异象。
You and I, brothers and sisters, are to be that one new man in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，你和我们都要一起成为在基督里面成为那新人。
Also in Ephesians, we see the word body.
然后我们在以弗所书里面也看到教会身体这个。
What a perfect and easy picture of the heavenly vision.
这实在是一个又简单又清楚的字，讲到天上的意象。
Many parts.
有身体有许多的肢体。
I had a wonderful 10 days in the state of Washington last week.
我在上一周在华盛顿州住了十天。
But one of the highlights was 3 days that I spent with family.
最好的就是我有三天的时间与家人在一起。
I'd never been in the family home before.
我从来没有去过那个我们的。
They were family because they were in the Lord.
他们是一家，意思因为他们都在主里面。
In fact, from the outward, we were as opposite as we could be.
在外面看来，我们实在是与他们很不一样。
It was a difficult situation, not so much for my wife and myself, but for them as hosts.
对于我妻子和我是一件不简单的事，对他们做主人的也更是很不简单。
When we arrived, there was a bulldozer going around the house, excavating all the land.
当我们到的时候，他们有一个土机在那边把那个地弄平。
And typical of Washington, it had already begun to rain, so there was about 2 inches of mud all the way around the house. There was no way to even get in.
华盛顿州有很多的雨，所以那时候已经差不多有两寸的那个土。那实在很难进到屋子里头去。
There was no problem. Being from Washington, we're used to mud.
我们从华盛顿州来，我们都很习惯这个土。
But in the house, there was not that much room because Papa had occupied the master bedroom for 14 years.
但是在那个在家里面，但是没有很多的房间，因为爸爸已经住在那大房间里面有14年之久。
Papa grew up with Chiang Kai-shek as a general, and he couldn't speak one English word.
爸爸是跟那个蒋中正一起长大，他是也是一个军官，所以他不会讲英文。
He was a general, and I was just a sergeant in the United States Army.
他是一个将领，我在军中却只是一个兵。
I didn't know one word of Chinese, and he didn't know a word of English.
他不知道英文，我也不懂的中文。
And since there wasn't that much room, we took the two boys' room, and we hated to do that.
因为没有什么房间，所以我们就拿了那个两个男孩子的他们用的房间。
And the rest of us then shared the one bathroom that was not working well.
然后我们大家都要来一起那个一起用那个洗手间，那个洗手间也不是很好。
Why do I say all of this?
我为什么要说这些？
It was the highlight of our whole trip.
但是因为那是在我们所有旅行里面最高潮。
We had 3 days of wonderful fellowship, prayer, and worship together.
我们在三天有三天的时间，我们一起的交通，一起祷告，一起敬拜。
I felt at home. Not only because I'm from the Northwest, but when I went to the fellowship, it was the same mixture. A couple white folks and the rest were all Chinese.
当我到那边去聚会的时候，我也像觉得像在家里面一样。
And I had a lot of Chinese food.
我吃了许多许多的中国菜。
Saturday night they took us to Chinatown and gave us a big feast because one of the girls had just graduated from the university.
那礼拜六晚上他们带我们到中国城去吃了一顿丰盛的晚餐，因为有个女孩子她刚刚毕业。
So here we see body life.
在这边我们看到身体的生活。
Opposite as we could possibly be.
虽然我们是如此般的不一样。
In so many different ways.
在许多的方面我们都不一样。
But one in Christ.
但是我们在基督里却是一。
We see in the body that all the parts complement each other. They all help each other.
我们看见身体里面各个肢体是彼此互相照顾。
Often the most important person is the person we do not see.
其实在通常最重要的人却是我们没有看见的。
In our thinking, in man's thinking, in the earthly vision, the person standing up here is the important one.
在世人的想法、世人的看法里面，站在讲台上的人才是最重要的人。
In the heavenly vision, the part of the body that is unseen is often the most important. That person who is praying.
在天上的意，在属天的意象里面，那个在身体里面没有被看见的，他常常祷告的那个人，却是最重要的人。
The girls often think that these eyes and these cheekbones are so important.
那女孩子觉得眼睛或者是这个脸骨是很重要的。
But you know, we could get along quite well without our eyes and even our cheekbones. We never could get along without our liver.
若是我们没有那个肝的话，我们即使也不能生活。
So in the heavenly vision, all are important.
所以在天上的意象是都是很重要的。
Every person in here that has believed in the Lord Jesus this morning has a deposit of Christ in them.
每一个在座相信主耶稣人都有在他里面都有一点基督。
You know, often we say try to be meek, very humbly that God doesn't need us.
我们常常很谦虚的说神不需要我。
You know, a body also has a head. There's a ankle.
一个身体是有头的。
And a head has a body.
那个头也有身体。
And who is the head in this case?
在这个情况中，谁是头呢？
Have you ever thought of what Jesus would look like walking around just as a head?
你有没有想过说基督他在那边走来走去，只是他一个头呢？没有身
体。Let me ask you the question. Why were you created?
我问你们一个问题，我们被创造的目的是什么？
There were animals were created, trees and all types of fish and birds. Why was man created?
神创造了飞鸟，有鱼，还有各式各样动物，花草树木，为什么他还创造人？
To portray God.
让他来表明神。
That's why we've been talking about the character of God.
这就是我们一直在提到神的性情。
See, in our mind, it's very difficult to grasp God.
在我们的思想里面，我们很难思想神。
So God made man.
所以神创造了人。
To portray.
让我们来看见代表他。
When we look at a man, what do we think of? We think of strength.
我们看见人，我们就想到了力量。
That's a characteristic of God.
那就是神的一个性格。
When we look at a woman,What do we think of?
我们看见看当我们看见一个妇女时候，我们想什么？
Think of beauty.
她很美丽。
We see another aspect of God.
那也是神的另一面。
And that's why God said in Deuteronomy, women don't dress like men, men don't dress like women, because He wants to display Himself.
所以在生命记里面，神告诉我们，女人不要穿戴像男人，男人也不要穿戴像女人，因为他要我们每一个人代表我们自己。
What a pretty picture, the body.
这是身体一个美丽的图画。
To understand how all of us in this room relate to each other.
让我们看见说我们在座的每一个人是如何的彼此连接在一起。
But also, let me say, we're related to the universal church.
另外一个我们还是与宇宙的教会连接在一起。
There are brothers and sisters who all around the world have put Christ first.
在全地 在世界各地有许许多多弟兄姊妹，他们都是以基督为首的。
Not just for a free ticket to heaven, but first in their life.
并不只是有一个进天堂的票，而是基督是在他们生活里面是首为首的。
They have seen the vision.
他们看见了天上的意象。
And are moving forward with the Lord.
然后他们与神一起前行。
The next word is the word family.
再下一个词就是家庭。
What a beautiful picture of the heavenly vision.
这让我们看见的一个美丽的天上的意象。
In family, we see intimacy.
在家庭里面，我们看见了亲密的关系。
We see closeness.
我们看见那个非常紧密的关系。
Sharing of the same vision.
彼此分享同一个意象。
And when right, non-competitive.
没有彼此竞争。
We're all family.
我们都是一家人。
We're not trying to be.Something above the other person. We're all together as one.
我们都是在一起，都是一家的人，并不是谁要想比谁高，另外一个人高。
And as family, we're sons and daughters.
在家里边，我们是做儿女，做儿子，做儿女的。
We're children.
我们是孩子。
With one father.
我们有一个父，有一位父。
One hand.
有一个头。
Not.Father, and then some spiritual leaders, and then remember the children of Israel, they had a theocracy, they had a direct relationship with the God. What did they want to do? They want to put someone in there, King Saul.
以色列人当他们在跟与神有直接的关系时候，但是他们却要一个王，就是他们就得到了扫罗王。
And even in the church age, we only went for 100 years, and man wanted to put someone in between.
即使在教会的历史里，我们也看见人一直想把一些东西放在那个中间的位置。
And we often put priests and pastors and elders and people between our relationship and God.
我们常常把牧师、把长老、把一些属灵的人放在我们与神之间。
And this is where the vision that Jacob saw was so important. He had an open heaven himself.
所以雅各所看见那个敞开的天这个意象是非常重要的。
We're not dependent upon a person doing the praying for us. We can empty our burden to the Lord tomorrow.
我们不需要靠着某一个人为我们代求，我们乃是能够直接来到神面前，倾诉我们的需要。
The next picture, and we heard a lot of it, so I'm not going to mention much of it. The kingdom of God.
再下一个就是神的国。
All of those pictures that Brother Ernie painted at the conference regarded the kingdom of God.It's a picture of Christ in the church.
我们赫尔弟兄在夏令会时候为我们所传讲这些天国的这些图画，其实就是讲到基督和教会。
When we think of that part of the picture, we think of authority.
当我们想到那个图画的时候，我们就看到主权。
Again, the word government, rulership come out.
我们也看到那个主宰和治理的两个词。
And as our brother mentioned, peace and righteousness resulting.
然后我们就就像我们弟兄所提到的，这样子就有了公义和平安。
Righteousness, think of two things. Number one, just being right.
公义，我们有想到两件事情，第一就是对的。
And God's will.
然后还有神的旨意。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God's will.
愿神的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上。
When Christ rules in our individual life, in our family, in our fellowship.His kingdom present here on earth.
当基督在我们的身上，我们的家庭里，我们教会里面掌权的时候，这就是天国。
Then we get to that word that we all know, but so few understand.
然后我们就说到一个词，我们大家都知道，但是我们却不明白的一个词。
The most abused word in all of church history is the word church.
就是教会这个词，我们常常滥用。
Because we automatically think of a building.
当我们想到教会这个词，我们马上就想到一个建筑物。
We even said it this morning, probably, let's go to church.
即使今天早上我们都说，让我们一起去教会吧。
When we should have said, let's get the church out of bed and go to the building.
我们其实应该说要教会起床，我们进到一个建筑物里去。
The church is here.
这里就是教会。
Not here.
并不是这个建筑物。
The church is sitting in chairs.
教会就是我们坐在椅子上。
It's a living organism.
乃是一个活的有机体。
It's spiritual.
是属灵的。
That beautiful word, ekklesimi, the called out one.
是那些被呼召的。
It's a people.
是一般人。
It's a people who've seen the heavenly vision.
是那些人看见的天上的异象。
There's a corporateness.
在那边有一个团体的。
It's all of heaven, it's not of earth.
乃是完全是属天的，一点都没有掺杂地上的。
Everything in this church is of God.
在所有在教会里面都是神的。
If it's a Sunday school class being taught by man, it's not of the church.
若是由是一那个主日学是人的传讲的话，那就不是教会。
If it's not the Holy Spirit that inspired us to sing a particular song this morning, it has nothing to do with the church.
若不是圣灵感动我们唱什么诗歌的话，那也不是教会。
We can be sitting here this morning, we can be singing here this morning, be worshiping, taking the Lord's cup, and have nothing to do with the church.
我们可以坐在这边唱歌，能够甚至吃饼喝杯，但是我们却不是属于与教会无关。
The church is conceived by God.
教会乃是神产生的。
It's called by God.
是神所呼召的。
It's built by God.
也是神所建立的。
And it's maintained by God.
也是神来维持的。
Man cannot touch it.
人不能做。
But man has done exactly the opposite. For 2,000 years, he's been touching the church.
但是2000年来，人却做相反的工作，人一直在做工作。
It's built on personality often.
常常是建立在人的性格上。
Ability.
或者人的能力上面。
Spiritual life is not considered.
那个属天的生一点都不想到属天的生命。
It's not considered because it's not understood.
因为我们不了解，我们就不去思想它。
And as a result, God is not in the center.
那这样的结果就是神不在中间。
It's like that tabernacle or that temple without God.
就像那个会幕，像那个圣殿，神不在中间。
The temple was nothing but a tomb really without God.
若是那个神不在圣殿里面，那个圣殿不过就是一个坟墓一样。
Some of you have traveled and you've been in some of the large cathedrals in Paris, London, different parts of the world.
当你们去巴黎、伦敦玩的时候，常常会进到那个很美丽、很雄伟的教堂。
And I think it's so fitting as you walk in. First of all, they're usually damp, they're usually cold, and the first thing you see when you come in are these stacks of corpses.In tombs.
那个当你进去的时候，里面常常是很潮湿的、很冷的，好像你进去一看到就有许多的那些在棺材里面的那些尸体。
Now, if you're doing a study on European history, it's a wonderful thing because there are all the great leaders stacked up around the corridors in these large cathedrals.
或者你要做那些要读欧洲历史的话，这实在是很好的地方。那些伟大的人都在那里。
But I think it's so interesting how.Just 2,000 years before, the Lord had said, "You are nothing but grave bones." He said to the Pharisees, "You are just like you're dead."
就像主耶稣在地上说，他对那个法利赛人说，你不过是一个死人的枯骨。
My brothers and sisters, the same condition in the cathedral can be our condition here.
那个在那些伟大教堂里面的那些情形，也可能成为我们今天的光景。
It doesn't take many dead people for there to be quite a stench.
不需要有许多的死人在这边就闻到那个臭味。
But the Lord is looking for His heavenly vision is a group of overcomers.
那个天上的意象里面，神所要寻求的一般人乃是那得胜者。
Moving right along to the center of our picture, right here to the middle of the picture now.
在我们中间的这个图画里面。
And what do you think is in the middle of the picture?
你想什么
our mosaic.
你想什么是在那个美丽的拼图里面呢？
Any idea?
有没有什么建议？
I won't hold it against you if you miss.
就是你说。
Well, pretty close.
基督。
The bride. The bride. Right in the middle.
在中间就是心腹。
Really?We have to give due credit. Christ would be in the middle.
当然基督也会在中间。
But isn't that a beautiful picture? When we go to a wedding, there's only one person we look at.
当我们去参加一个婚礼的时候，我们只注视一个人。
It's the pupil of God's eye.
乃是神眼中的瞳仁。
Brothers and sisters, when we see that bride, we see purity.
当我们看见那个新妇的时候，我们就看到纯洁。
We see a virgin.
我们看见那童贞女。
We see first love.
我们看见了起初的爱。
We see a servant attitude.
我们看见一个是为一个做仆人的一个情形。
Now, don't judge this beautiful bride with many of the brides we see today.
不要将这个美丽的新妇与今天我们所看到其他许多新娘相比。
Many of the brides are worn out today.
今天许多的新娘都已经是
There is no purity.
在他们里面没有纯洁。
They have their rights and they have their rights even listed in the vows.
他们有他们的权利甚至都已经写在那个他们的婚事里面。
But this bride is without spot.
但是这个新妇是没有斑点。
Clothed in the righteousness of Christ.
也是穿上基督的衣袍。
Holy in love with the groom. The Lord Jesus.
以一个圣洁的爱来爱这个他的新郎。
Her whole life is involved in this person.
他的全人都是围着这个新郎。
Those of you who experienced first love and hopefully are still experiencing it, know what that means.
你们若是经历过那起初的爱，希望你们还如今还一直在经历那个就知道。
There is an occupation with Christ. That is glorious. Occupation with Christ that is glorious.
那个完全的被基督占有，那是非常荣耀的。
And the last part of our picture is we get to Revelation 21 and 22. We've covered the whole Bible now in just 45 minutes.
我们在45分钟之内就读了全本的圣经。我们最后一幅图画在启示录21章里面。
And what part of the heavenly vision does the Lord bring at the end?
最后神把天上属天的什么带下来。
Come on this side. And together. And Revelation 21, how about over here?
新郎和新妇。
The New Jerusalem.
就是新耶路撒冷在启示录21章。
Isn't it interesting how there's only just this one picture throughout the Bible?
其实在整本圣经里面就是这一幅画。
This is the summation.
这是那个总结。
The crescendo.
这是
And
最终点。
When you get a chance, just read those two chapters and you see it's kind of a summation of everything we've talked about.
若是你有时间的话就读这启示录21章和22章它是我们所说的这一切的一个总纲。
We see the word adorned beautiful bride.
我们在那边看到他们瞻仰那个美丽的新妇。
We see the lamb's wife.
我们看见羔羊的新妇。
Where did that lamb's wife begin? That thought in God's heart.
那个羔羊的新妇从哪里开始的呢？
Genesis 2:18 when God says it's not good for man to live alone.
就是在创世纪第二章十八节里面神说这人独居不好。
And we go to the middle of the Bible and we see this most beautiful love story from the Solomon.
当我们读到圣经的中间雅各书时我们看见的实在是一个美丽的爱的诗章。
And we have this beautiful consummation of the marriage in the New Jerusalem.
然后在新耶路撒冷我们就看到那个美丽的婚宴。
Now, brothers and sisters, God's thought is not that complicated.
其实神的心意不是那么的复杂。
The heavenly vision is just really the whole Bible.
那天上的意象其实就是整本圣经。
It's one fantastic marriage.
乃是一个非常美丽的婚姻。
Christ is the head.
基督是头。
We're the recipient.
我们是接受的。
We complement that head.
我们是与那个头匹配。
We're the bride.
我们就是那新妇。
If we have the character of Christ.
若是我们有基督的性情。
Have we seen God's heart this morning?
今天早上我们看见了神的心意没有？
Question might come up, how do I see the heavenly vision?
也许有人会问说我如何看见那天上的意象呢？
The brother already indicated it must be a desire.
就像我们弟兄所说的我们必须要 有一个那渴慕的心。
Do we want to see it?
我们是否愿意看见？
You have not because you have not.
你没有得到是因为你还没有寻求。
This heavenly vision, brothers and sisters, can be ours.
这个天上的意象可以成为我们的。
The reality of it.
可以成为一个实际。
First have a desire.
第一个要有渴慕的心。
Seek, ask and knock, or ask, seek and knock.
若是不寻求不祈求不寻求的话。
Faith.
要有信心。
And begin believing.
然后要相信。
And that means obedience.
然后就是顺服。
And lastly, allow the cross to work.
然后最后就是要让十字架在我们身上工作。
To conclude this morning, I would like to just comment for briefly the difference between this heavenly vision and a work.
我愿意讲到天上的意象和工作的不同。
Today, and it's not just today, it's been really in the history of the church, we see much work.
在今天甚至在教会历史中我们看见许多的工作。
Much Christian activity, evangelism, missionary activity.
许许多多基督教的工作，有宣道士，布道。
Every type of ministry you can begin to think of. Prison ministry, children's ministry, hospital ministry, aged people ministry, every type of ministry you can believe.
有各式各样的侍奉，有专门为在监狱里的人，也有在为儿童的，有为医院的，老年的。
Are these a part of the heavenly vision?
这些都是天上的意象一部分吗？
Or is the heavenly vision just coming and assembling like we did in simplicity this morning?
还是天上的意象就像我们今天早上所提到是这样的简单呢？
All can be part of the heavenly vision.
这一切都可能成为天上的意象。
But the difference is, the question is, has the cross worked?
但是这个问题是在于十字架有没有在中间工作。
Are the people involved dealt with by the cross?
那些参与这些工作的人是否被这十字架对付过了呢？
Or is their ministry out from themselves?
那他们的服事是出自于他们自己。
Do people come to know the Lord through the prayer and the Holy Spirit? Or do people come to know the Lord through man getting out there and preaching in his own power?
人认识主是借着祷告与圣灵的工作呢？还是只是靠着一些人传讲的话语呢？
Only those things that have been dealt with by the cross through work, through marriage, and particularly through the fellowship. The fellowship is the greatest way to be dealt with the cross. Only through that can we come into the heavenly vision.
只有当我们被这个十字架对付过以后，在我们的婚姻里面，在我们的生活里面，在我们所参加在我们的弟兄姊妹中间，我们才能够有看见认识基督。
Don't anyone run out of here this afternoon and try finding a cross.
不要你们不要今天下午出去就去寻找一个十字架。
Wait patiently, tomorrow morning 8 o'clock there'll be plenty of them.
只要忍耐的等候，明天早上8点钟就有很多的十字架。
In fact, most of us won't even have to wait till tomorrow morning. There'll be plenty of crosses even this afternoon.
其实许多人我们根本不需要等到明天早上，今天下午就会有许多的十字架。
You look around us this morning, there's about 100 crosses right in this room.
你若是看一看在座的就有差不多100个十字架在这里。
The church is a testimony of unity.
教会就是那个合一的见证。
And it's only accomplished through the cross.
只有借着十字架才能够完成的。
But most of us run when the cross starts moving our direction.
但是我们常常是看见十字架来的时候我们就跑。
The cross, brothers and sisters, is just simply.The pressures of this world.
其实十字架就是这个军事所带给我们的一些压力。
The people of this world.
这世上的人。
When I say this world, people of the fellowship.
在聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
But it's through that cross we can all participate in that heavenly vision.
就借着这个十字架，我们每个人都能够进入那天上的意象。
As our brother mentioned, it's a narrow gate.
就像我们弟兄所说的，这是一个窄门。
How many went into the wilderness?
有多少人在旷野里面？
Couple million.
差不多有几百万人。
Joshua and Caleb plus 40,000 new generation people entered the land.
但是只有约书亚、加勒和40,000是在旷野里面产生的人，他们才进入到迦南地。
Canaan was that heavenly vision.
迦南地就是那天上的意象。
If we want the Lord will lead us into it.
若是我们想要得到的话，神就会带领我们进去。让我们一起祷告。
Father, we're thankful that your vision is very clear.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你的意象是何等的清楚。
Father, we're thankful that you've protected it so that man can never see it or even begin to attain to it without revelation.
天父，我们感谢你，因着你的保守，人若是没有启示，就没有看不见。
Father, give us vision this morning that our service, our work, and everything that we do might be in relationship to the heavenly vision.
天父，请开启我们的眼睛，让我们所有的服事，我们所做的事情都与这天上的意象有关。
There's also an earthly vision, and that is man.
也有地上的看见就是人。
And Father, we know that in ourselves.We can never attain to that heavenly vision.
天父，我们靠着我们自己，我们没有办法达到那天上的意象。
By your Holy Spirit, Father, challenge us this morning.
愿你借着你的圣灵向我们挑战。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
靠主耶稣的名。Amen.